Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. As we are having a good time. Hey, the bartenders are flowing. The drinks are flowing. The food truck is out. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see Clint's got a couple of tacos, got some queso.
Little street tacos, boy.
There you go. Got him a drink, and you could be in here to enjoy this beautiful football Friday as we are live here at Raven Tower, 310 North Street. 310 North Street right next to the White Oak Music Venue. Come on out and hang out with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Again, TV's all over the place. There will be some college football championship games that you can watch tonight. There will be some NBA. The Rockets, they're on tonight that you can watch here. TV's inside, outside, good drinks, good food. It's just a great atmosphere right here in the city. The great city of Houston. So come on out and hang out with us and enjoy yourself. Have a good time. And again, as I said, we're going to start hooking people up. After this segment ends, we will hook up our first couple of winners. Got a chance to win gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All you got to do is grab a ticket. You see my guy Shay right there. If you're in the building or you're on the way, grab a ticket, put it in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to be a winner. You can win a free oil change. Shout out to Tom Ball Ford.
Come on.
And also, you can win potential tickets to the Texans Colts game, and that is courtesy of our good friends with the Houston Ford dealers. A chance to win a pair of tickets to that Houston Texans Colts game coming up at the end of the season. So a lot for you to win here. All right, a lot of you, and we talked about it here, Clint, were wondering, wonder why the Texans didn't potentially jump on Darius Slay. Darius Slay yeah. was released by the Steelers. And then the Buffalo Bills, who are currently behind the Texans, the way that the waiver wire goes, it's by record.
Yeah.
And it goes to the team with the least record and on and on and on. And Buffalo, they claimed Darius Slay. Now, Clint, Darius Slay, 34 years old. He was on the Speakeasy podcast last night with Emmanuel Acho and company and said, this is a decision that is a family-oriented decision, and he is not going to join the Buffalo Bills. Also in that interview, yeah. he said, hey, man, it's a little cold right now in Buffalo. Bills head coach Sean McDermott said the situation would be looked at as, quote, unfortunate, and he is not going to join the Buffalo Bills. He is contemplating retirement, actually, at 34 years old. He played with the Eagles last year, won a championship. And I wonder if the Texans claimed him, yeah. if Houston would be a destination he would have gone, because Buffalo wasn't. But that right there sounds like that doesn't sound like a D'Amico guy. Like, oh, I got claimed. Nah, I'll pass on Buffalo, even though they're in it. It's a little cold there. That's not where I want to go.
Yeah,
it makes more sense on the type of guys that D'Amico likes to bring
I've never met a football coach that was like, yeah, give me the guy that just wants to play in a certain place.
Yeah,
I mean, I want the guy that would play out there next to that bayou out there in that park we're looking at. Like, that's ultimately what they want. But the interesting thing about Slay is, like, what point in your career do you get to, if you get cut, be a free agent? I'll be honest with you. I had no idea. I thought the only way the waiver wire worked was with younger players that were 4 years in the league. I didn't realize you could be a an 8 year vet? I didn't realize you could be 8 years in the league and get waived instead of cut.
You said that yesterday.
I mean, you look at you look at it. I mean, obviously it goes down to the waiver wire, and I'm sure he hoped he would get to the Eagles. His word on the street is he hoped he'd get to the Eagles. He clearly didn't do that and didn't want to go to Buffalo. That's the wildest thing ever. Is a player of that ilk doesn't get to choose where he wants to go when he gets cut.
Yeah, he's been in the league since 2013. So
hell, you're talking about 12 years.
Yeah.
A 12-year veteran gets waived and has to go wherever. I mean, think about it. If one of them, not that the Bills are right now top of the barrel, but what if one of those bottom of the barrel teams said, "Yeah, we'll take you."
I'm
out on that.
Hell no.
And I'll be honest with you, I would have to respect it. I mean, I played with some bad organizations.
Yeah, you would understand that. But it's Buffalo and Josh Allen with they just beat you. You were on the field when they just beat you.
Yeah, I mean, but the Buffalo deal is interesting, but just big picture. I mean, hell, the two organizations that I spent an extended period of time with, I mean, if I was a veteran of 12 years and won a Super Bowl, I'd walk in there and spend about 10 minutes in the locker room and go, "Nah, I'm good. I'm good. Let me go play somewhere else. I got my bank accounts full. I just want to win a championship. This right here will take years off my life." So I don't know that Buffalo's that situation. You think he looked at Buffalo, or you think he's just being straight up honest, it's too cold?
Yeah, I think it's all a lot of things. Family, do I want to be there? Do I want to be away from my family? And do I want to be away from my family in Buffalo?
Mm-hmm.
I think all of it. Because, I mean, Clint, let's be honest, man. Hey, Pittsburgh ain't Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cold in Pittsburgh. Shoot, that ain't the whole way of it. All right. I did want to throw this out to you and the people, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. And Tyler, I want to start with you on this because it feels like – you tell me if I'm wrong. It feels like to me the Texans, and I've been here for four or five of these games. You've been here for six of them. It seems like this is, Tyler, the most confident I have seen Texans fans facing the Chiefs.
It's up there.
It like right now the confidence.
We should be.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I think for fair reason, it feels like this at this point. It feels different. You said it yesterday. They're punching up. It feels different. In terms of confidence level, there's a bit of a swagger and confidence and expectation of a certain type of performance from the Texans. Tyler, start with you, and people, you can jump in on this as well. I know there's a lot of confidence. What makes you nervous about this game against the Chiefs? If anything, what makes you nervous?
Oh, I mean, I think off the top, the number one thing's got to be just the Houston Texans offense. I mean, we've seen them improve, and the arrow's pointing up, as Cal would say. But this has still been what feels like a sort of bipolar offense week in and week out for the Houston Texans. Just hope they can do enough to score enough points to win this one. But yeah, I mean, the confidence level's high, and for good reason. I think there's been some recent years where maybe Texans teams have been gearing up for a game against the Chiefs where you thought you had a better Texans team than you do this year. Maybe some of those Watson years. But the Chiefs and what they've done in their decline this season absolutely makes it a more confident game for Houston and everybody going into Arrowhead.
So the offense, I know you're looking at, there's always things you go into games you're concerned about. What makes you nervous in this game for the Texans?
Well, I mean, just what we've watched versus, I'd say, lesser defensive fronts and less aggressive defensive fronts, you know, give us false confidence, I think. I mean, I think it's about the offense, obviously. This defense is going to be legit and the real deal against whoever they play. They're going to get it done. Their identity is going to be their identity, and they're going to force their will on folks. I'm not worried about that. It's the offense that's still a little bit of, man, is this a product of some things coming together? And the OC being better, playing the right guys, the interior line, offensive line coming together, or is it, man, we just have faced some – pretty pedestrian interior guys and some defenses that maybe they want to pressure, but they don't know how to time it up right, and Spags has them on a different level. I think that's still the concern for me is the O-line, is it real against top-tier opponents? And when you got Chris Jones and Spagnuolo on the side, I don't know that I'm going to lean too much into stats.
That's interesting that neither one of you said.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mahomes. I see that coming in right there. Mahomes is the number one things that makes him nervous. Someone text in Andy Reid and Mahomes. Someone text in it's cold, the weather. Yeah. Sunday night makes me nervous. But for you, Tyler, you said it was just the Texans' offense, and for you, that interior offensive line, how they handle that and the Spags.
I don't think 20 points is getting it done. I mean, not you know, comfortably. I think you're gonna have to get 24, 27, and I don't. If we can't protect interior guard, center guard, we're gonna have some problems. So, I think that's where I would lean more so than. Look, it's a hell of a matchup. You're tuning into this game to watch the best defense in football versus Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. There's no doubt. That's why you're tuning in, no doubt.
Yeah.
But I feel pretty confident that our defense is going to do a good enough job to win the game. The question is what define good enough job? Now, and our offense is going to do that.
I think Texans fans absolutely should feel as confident as they've ever felt facing
this team.
With where they're playing right now.
Kansas City ain't been here in 8 years.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we'll look at our college football slate. This is a championship week. As we know, it is Football Friday, but it's also Football Friday for Saturday as well. Big, big games, SEC title game, Big Ten title game, Big 12 title game, and whatever the hell they're doing in the ACC. A lot to get to. What's your game of the week on the Saturday slate? We'll get to that coming up next right here live on The Drive.